truth continually unfolding. July 24. I have yet many things to say unto you, but ye cannot bear them now. The very limited and earthly apprehension which the disciples had of the teachings of Christ made it difficult for the great teacher to lead their minds into an understanding of heavenly things, and determined the measure of his divine communications. His work was especially to reveal the moral excellency of character which the Lord requires. Jesus did not give full comments or connected discourses upon doctrines, but he oft spoke in short sentences, as one sowing the heavenly grains of doctrines like pearls which need to be gathered up by a discerning laborer. True learners, sitting at Christ's feet, discover the precious gems of truth uttered by our Savior, and will discern their significance and appreciate their value. And more, as they become humble and teachable, will their understanding be open to discover wondrous things out of His law. The truth will be continually unfolding, expanding, and developing, for it is divine, like its author. Says Christ, I have yet many things to say unto you, but ye cannot bear them now. Ye cannot bear them now. What tenderness breathes in this language! Well does it express thy principle of teaching. Here and there a little, is the plan thou dost pursue, waiting until our feeble sight can bear the truths which love unfolds before our view. The gentleness of Christ. Lord, should not we in teaching others strive to act like Thee? Patient, not hasty, toward those who learn but slowly in Thy school, who seem to need line upon line before they can discern the hallowed lessons we so plainly read.